This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Boy, did Valentine's Day sneak up on me. Don't know about you.
Are you okay?
No, I came down this morning, and then my wife goes, "Happy Valentine's Day." And I go, "When's that?" And she goes, "Today." And I go, "Happy Valentine's Day, hon." Yeah, you know what? When they moved the Super Bowl back an extra week, all of a sudden it kind of impeded on my progress to be the great lover that I am and always remember Valentine's Day. I get home, you know, you're kind of tired, watch the game, then you got Monday's show, and then all of a sudden it drips into Tuesday, and then happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Those listening on radio and those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, download the app if you haven't done so. The gang's all here. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. TireRack.com leads us off this hour. The official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Full lineup of Michelin tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all that forthcoming. Once again, you know the deal. Tyler standing by to take your phone calls at 877-3DP-SHOW. Niners wrapped up the season at the facility, the last media availability, and of course, they kind of stirred up the fires again. It's not going away anytime soon. Did they know the overtime rules? Now you got some infighting with some players. Now you got family members speaking on behalf of some players. This is the kind of thing that you got to extinguish because it won't get any better as you go into the offseason. Remember when Monty Williams, the former coach of the Phoenix Suns, and DeAndre Ayton, they had a falling out at the end of one season, and then we thought, okay, they'll mend that relationship. They didn't even talk over the offseason. And then, of course, they went their separate ways. This is what, you know, the Niners and John Lynch, the GM, like, you got to make sure you get everybody together and, like, or at least try to get people together. The offensive linemen are pointing fingers at each other. Brandon Ayuk's got somebody in the family tree who's upset. His girlfriend's involved in this now. You know, the Cowboys had this with Micah Parsons, with C.D. Lamb. Dak Prescott, moms are involved, girlfriends are involved, social media. And that's what you have going on with the 49ers right now. The Chiefs have their parade today, and Shaq got his jersey retired by the Orlando Magic last night. All right, Seton, what's the poll question we're going to go with, at least the first hour of the program?
If you were the Chiefs, Dan, mm-hmm. would you make a competitive offer to keep Chris Jones, or would you let him go?
Well, what's competitive? Because if I'm Chris Jones, I had to suppress my ego and take your one-year deal, and then I went out and proved once again I'm one of the more impactful defensive players in the sport. Are you going to pay me Aaron Donald money? Are you going to pay me Joey or Nick Bosa money? Nick Bosa is the highest-paid defensive player, and if you're Chris Jones, he's looking at the other sidelines going, that guy is making more than I am, and I am impacting this game. Yes, he.
Especially when you're watching Nick Bosa in some of those highlights where he's running the wrong way of Patrick Mahomes, who's cutting up the field for 15 yards. You're like,
But we saw this with Tyreek Hill, although they traded Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins. They didn't want to pay him $30 million. But with Chris Jones, his value there, like, it feels like Patrick Mahomes can make up for some blemishes on offense. It's hard to make up for the loss of Chris Jones on defense. And that defense turned out to be the reason why they won this Super Bowl. But am I going to pay $30 million? I think he's 28 years of age. But if you're Chris Jones,
29,
yeah. you're right there with the Hall of Fame career. You're probably already there. With three Super Bowls, you've been impactful in all of those games. And do you want to go get the bag? And that's probably what's going to happen. You know, the Commanders or somebody like that will go, here you go. We're going to pay you that kind of money. You got to go to some place that's got cap room there. Is he going to give a home discount? Which the only report I saw was that was not going to happen. That he's going to say, hey, you want me to take less? I gave you more, and you want me to take less so I can stay here in Kansas City. If he hadn't won a Super Bowl, then I understand, okay, I'll take less. I want to be part of something special. I don't know if he says, you know what, I still want to be part of something special. Maybe we get a three-peat. Then I'll have four Super Bowls. Then it's undeniable I'm a Hall of Famer. But I think the Chiefs have a couple of decisions to make here. And I don't know if Patrick Mahomes restructures a deal here, give you more salary cap room. Mark Sanchez, former quarterback, Fox analyst, will join us. We'll talk about that coming up. Yes, Seton.
How much do you think the possibility of a three-peat weighs in on a decision like this? It's probably not the same for every player, but it is pretty unique to do. It feels like a quarterback wears that more than any other player, but
I would say this wouldn't impact Chris Jones. You know, if you're Patrick Mahomes, it would. Andy Reid, Travis Kelce. It feels like we judge offensive players more so for Super Bowl wins than we do defensive players. But Chris Jones is probably a Hall of Famer. And he's been living in the shadow of Aaron Donald, not any longer. But I would think that he's going to be asking for $25 to $30 million. What's he make now? Yeah, Paul.
Chris Jones has made $90 million in his career, most of it in the past three seasons, $21 million, $23 million, $22 million. But he's a true free agent. He's made $90 million in eight seasons, so he's been relatively a bargain. He's also first-team All-Pro the last two seasons.
Yeah, you might get a three-year $90 million. He may make $90 over the next 3 years here, but he's an impactful player. And, you know, you can't trade him. You know, it's like Tyreek Hill, they're like, we're not going to pay you. I mean, it was a great deal for Kansas City because they got a first-round draft pick, maybe a second, and then a couple, like a fourth and a sixth for Tyreek Hill.
It was one of those ones where, like, the tier just keeps going. It's like we got a first, a second, a third, two fourths, a fifth, and three sixths.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you didn't have to pay him $30 million, and you've won two Super Bowls without him. Chris Jones, I think it'd be a, you know, it's strange going to say a sound. It's tougher. It'd be tougher to win a Super Bowl without Chris Jones than Tyreek Hill. Right?
That's scalding.
Yeah, but it is. It would be tougher because Chris Jones, he's more impactful, I think, just because you need him on the defense. They have weapons on offense, and you have Patrick Mahomes to clean up, you know, spill in aisle six. So, all right, what other poll questions do we have today?
Well, we have part two of that poll question.
Okay.
If you were Chris Jones, would you take the biggest contract offer, or would you take less to stay with the Chiefs?
I would take the biggest contract offer. You've already got your Hall of Fame career. Now it's about setting yourself up for the rest of your life. So I would, as much as I would love to be part of something special, you already have been part of something special. You know, the three-peat is the reason why you're going to stay? Okay. Yeah, Marv.
How much less would you be willing to take? Now, if it's like $2 or $3 million, all right, but if it's half of it, there's no amount of Super Bowl. You can't sell the Super Bowl rings for what I could have made somewhere else.
He's got to be looking for $30 million a year. He's got to look at TJ Watt, Aaron Donald, Nick Bosa, and say, I should be getting that. And I certainly understand him asking that. And this is it. 29, 30, 31. This is it. Now, he's probably going to want 4 years, even though, you know, I'd look at 3-year window there. Yes, Paulie.
I'll throw out a number just for the sake of argument. Let's say the Washington Commanders offer Chris Jones 4 years, $120 million guaranteed. And the Chiefs offer 4 years, $100 million guaranteed. So you're taking a $20 million haircut. Which would you guys take?
I would still take, I'd take the money.
Over the relevancy of the Chiefs and the competitive chance to play.
He's been relevant.
Yeah.
I, you know what? I think it felt like there was acrimony in the offseason when he was trying to get paid, wasn't going to get paid. And it was almost like Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Like, hey, you want to seek a trade? You can seek a trade. And then all of a sudden, they eventually re-signed him and he won the MVP. Chris Jones, you know, he has to walk back and go, okay, I'll take the deal. And then he could have been the Super Bowl MVP when you think about it. I mean, he's impactful. And the plays that he make, he's a big-time situational guy. He makes plays when you need him to. He's every bit what Mahomes is on defense. I'm going to make a play that, and certainly the last 2 years, I'm making a big play at a big moment. I just don't know what Kansas City has to offer him, and do they have to restructure deals to be able to get him in? And do you say, hey, how about staying here, a hometown discount, Chris? Come on in. Yeah, Paul.
I'm going to give you an example of someone who was in this Chris Jones situation a few years ago. Remember Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, the great safety?
Mm-hmm.
He was a Chief for 3 years, went to a couple Super Bowls with them, and then he took a little bit more to go to the New Orleans Saints. I wonder if he regrets that decision because he's much less relevant in the NFL now, Tyrann Mathieu. Still a good player, but he's not relevant. And if he stayed with the Chiefs for a couple bucks less, he would have been.
Yeah, but I don't think he's been, you know, the kind of player that maybe was with Kansas City.
Correct.
I mean, you're really, that's what you're kind of basing this on. That how good do we think you're going to be if you leave here? Yes, Eden.
I'm reading an article here in The Ringer. Posted 2 days ago.
Right.
So the morning after the Super Bowl, right?
Okay.
That would be Monday morning.
All right.
The title is, "The Chiefs have long quietly been emphasizing defense. Now it won them a Super Bowl."
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Jones isn't mentioned at all.
Ooh.
In there. Not once. It's all about their secondary. Safeties did this. They got cornerbacks. They got all this. They got a lot of Spags did. Look at the job they've done the last 2 years. Amazing. Oh my God. This is that. Chris Jones isn't even mentioned.
Uh-oh.
And that's the dude that's going to command that. I'm just saying everybody can look at that and be like, that dude's the most important guy, but I don't know that it's going to work out that way.
Certainly doesn't sound that, but you know, you got Snead.
Or this is just a poorly written article.
Yeah, McDuffie.
That could be the thing too. Or this article just.
Yeah. Spags got a lot of love, man. A lot of love. You would have thought he was playing. It's like, yeah, it was Spags' defense. It wasn't Chris Jones's. It was Spags' defense. He's going to dial something up there. Yeah, he completely overshadowed some of those big plays that those defenders made.
Yeah.
Now you're hearing, hey, Spags deserves to be a head coach. Once again, I will say this for the 478th millionth time. Not everybody is meant to be a head coach. Sometimes you're just really good at one thing. Bill Belichick's coaching tree proves that. Sometimes you're just a coordinator.
But you have to try. You have to find out that you're not a head
coach.
But
he's already.
I know that he's already done that.
Yes,
but
he's already proven that he wasn't a head coach. Defensive coordinator, awesome. Awesome. But now you're getting this, well, he deserves to be a head coach. Okay. All right. Hire him as a head coach. He's just a great defensive coordinator. Yes, Paul.
Do you think there's ever been a defensive coordinator off a guy who's an offensive coordinator who got into the NFL Hall of Fame? Never succeeded as a head coach.
Well, Dick LeBeau was a player before he became defensive coordinator with the Steelers.
Okay.
So I would think that was based off him being a really good player and then defensive coordinator. Has somebody like a standalone defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator? Not to my knowledge. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm actually looking at a couple articles that say no pure offensive or defensive coordinator has ever been elected to the Hall of Fame.
Mm. Okay.
Hmm.
Well, I always wondered that about GMs. You know, how many GMs in sports have been elected to the Hall of Fame? And, you know, it's different generational because back in the 70s, you're able to keep all your players. I mean, the Steel Curtain, they wouldn't have stayed together. You would have lost those players. So to be a GM now as opposed to in the 70s or 80s or even 90s, it's a far tougher job now. You have to have a capologist. You're not losing any of those players. They all stayed. The Packers, everybody stayed. The Cowboys, everybody stayed. The Niners, Steelers. Nowadays, it's like people are going, all right, I won my Super Bowl, now I'll go someplace else. And trying to fit everybody under the salary cap. That's why I remember Pat Gillick. I talked to two baseball writers, and I kept saying, you know, Pat Gillick deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And he had been with a couple of teams, won World Series titles. And I think Pat eventually got into the Baseball Hall of Fame. But there are certain guys who, I mean, Theo Epstein. Theo Epstein's Hall of Famer, right? Right? I mean, I don't know if that's up for discussion, but you do what you did with the Red Sox, you do that with the Cubs, I mean, you're a Hall of Famer. But I don't know how many other guys do you go, oh, man, because of that guy, he was, like Gil Brandt was with the Cowboys, and I don't know if he's in the Hall of Fame, but, you know, having a long, sustainable career where you're making trades and great draft picks, like Ozzie Newsome. Ozzie's in the Hall of Fame, I think, as a player. Does that sound right? Because you could put Ozzie in the Hall of Fame as a GM as well. What he did with the Ravens, he was great. Jerry West. Jerry West is a GM. I don't know if he went in as a player, but did he go in as a GM as well? It's like, you know, we have musicians. You go in a band, and then you go in solo. You know, some artists are able to do both. Let's see. What else do you have there, Pauline?
There are a number of GMs who've gotten into the Hall of Fame. Bobby Bethard.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Guys like Ron Wolf, et cetera. There's probably about seven or eight of them.
Okay. Yeah, and they should go into the Hall of Fame because you're building a team. It's one thing to coach a team or play on a team, but you got to build it. You have to have the structure there. Who's getting in with Golden State? Their front office. Who was the GM? Bob Myers? He get in the Hall of Fame?
Steve Kerr's going in as a coach.
Steve Kerr is going in. Did you see where the Warriors reached out to the Lakers about LeBron James?
I didn't think that was a real story.
Me neither.
Yeah, but people are commenting on it that they did reach out. You know, I'll take a break. I'm gonna talk about that. Also, we're going to play some sound from the 49ers. Still being asked about overtime rules. You know who's thrilled with this topic? Ray McLeod, come on down. Because nobody's talking about that muffed punt. And that could have been the biggest play of the Super Bowl. But it's all about, did the Niners know the overtime rules? Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs keep piling it on. Now they're laying it on thick. Like, yep, you know, we were discussing this night and day. It seemed like the last 5 years we've been talking about over, you know, it's like, okay, I got this. You guys were prepared. And the Niners, that coach was prepared. That coach might not have been prepared. Let me take a break here. Just getting started. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Take a break and back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Mark Sanchez, Fox NFL analyst and former NFL USC quarterback, joining us on the program. What's the one big takeaway from the Super Bowl for each team?
Oh, man. I thought there were three plays that changed the course of the game. I went back and watched it last night. The punt return off a guy's heel, absolute killer. No points off of Patrick Mahomes' interception, no excuse for that. And then the block PAT, I don't think anybody's talking about that enough. I mean, that's 4 points at the end of the game. You add 3 points off the turnover and 3 points off the initial drive. There, when I go back and watch, I start taking notes, right? The first 5 plays, okay? They go, let's see, where are we? It's like plus 18, plus 11, fumble. I mean, they are dominating the game. It's not even close. You're like, oh boy,
yeah.
Here come the 49ers. They're hot. They turn the ball over on the Christian McCaffrey fumble. Their defense still comes out red hot. They don't even look phased. I'm not worried about them at all. They go 3-and-out, and Kansas City looks throttled. They got nothing. No juice, you know, Kinlaw's going nuts. Warner's going nuts. I mean, this defense looks legit. The same Chase Young. Go turn on that Thursday night game against the Bears when he was still in Washington. That might be the worst tape I've ever seen in my entire life of a defensive line pursuit to the football. Ever. It was horrible. Him and everybody else across the board. He was available for a reason. This dude looks like a completely different player. He's making sacks. Like, this dude is totally different. They controlled that game. and they let it go. You let players like Patrick Mahomes hang around. You let the Tom Brady's hang around. You let Peyton Manning's hang around. They'll find a way to ruin your Sunday. They'll find a way to win their Super Bowl. And it was really too bad. It like almost broke my heart for the 49ers. And I'm not like a fan of one team or another or anything. Like, I love to see Patrick Gwinnett, love to see Kelce, the Taylor Swift thing. Like, all that stuff's awesome. But it just felt like, dang, man, like, you guys had it. You had it. And, oh, man, that one hurt.
Did you know the overtime rules?
Yeah, of course. So this is a old school Bill Walsh, Mike Holmgren kind of thing. Like, you go through it, it's a West Coast philosophy. When you get to these important games, and you do it all through the season. Like, if you're a really good team, you have a guy on Friday in your team meeting before practice who goes through all these situations every week. And you look at other stuff that happened to other teams. And you remind your players, hey, when this happens to us, we're going to do that or we're not going to do that. What they did was unacceptable. Here's why. And you go through that for 18 weeks, okay? As soon as you get in the playoffs, there's no excuse for not knowing. Now, I also understand the school of thought of not bogging down your players with too much information and all that kind of stuff. But you've got to walk through it. You've got to do it. I've done it with teams. With the good teams I've been on, we walk through potential situations. And it's just a situation drill for 100 yards of the field.
But would that have mattered, Mark? The only thing I argued with Shanahan's logic is you're playing for the third possession. And if you're going to be aggressive to take the ball and put pressure on Mahomes, the only way you put pressure on him is scoring a touchdown, not a field goal.
I disagree.
You got to use four downs because you're giving Mahomes four downs, though, Mark.
You don't want to give him I'll take three downs. Don't give him four.
But you are.
Whatever you do. No, I know, but he's
– If I give him the ball first –
He's Michael Byers in Halloween.
No. Mark, if
he
I
does
give
not
him,
die.
If I give him the ball first – He doesn't
He's
use four downs.
Downs.
Yes,
right.
That's
give him the ball.
That's the logic that I didn't understand. I want Mahomes to have three downs, not four downs.
Three.
They didn't
exactly
give him
right.
that.
Give him the ball.
Yes, so they made a mistake. They made a mistake by going first.
We're saying the same thing two different ways. I'm saying half a dozen, you're saying six.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
Do not give that guy four downs.
No. That's you know,
no matter what.
Yeah.
Do not. Whatever you can do to eliminate a play for him, great. Let's figure that out. But I thought that was a mistake, and it's really too bad. Those kind of things you grow and learn from, but it just sucks having to learn on that kind of stage.
And I keep saying this; it just felt like. Well, you got your
my
wife.
Little man.
Oh, you're
going to school.
Oh, okay.
Say hey.
See you, little man.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. What did you do for mom?
What did you do for mom? Did you make her Valentine's?
Yeah.
Got a boy.
All right. Go tell.
All right. Go on and get out of here.
Go tell her you love her.
I love you.
Go tell her you love her. Okay. That's a teaching moment right there. That's what that is.
That's right.
I thought that it felt like Shanahan wanted Purdy to be the star. Second half play calling, I had a problem with that, Mark.
I didn't love the third quarter script.
No.
I really didn't. When you watch the first the notes I took last night, almost exclusively 21 personnel, two backs, a tight end, and two receivers. Why? Because Juszczyk is a Swiss Army knife. He's a satellite. He's Where's Waldo. How do you match up to this guy? You think Gay and Bolton want to fit up in the run with this guy all game long with a pulling guard and lead, fullback lead and counter and stutter and all these plays. You think he wants to do that all game? Hell no, they don't. Hell no. I'd have run it 40 times. 40 times. That would have been my goal. I don't care if we win the game. I want to run it 40 times.
Yeah,
because I know if I get close to 40, I might win it. And we might win by 14. I just was shocked at the second half script. I know Brock Purdy can do it. I know Deebo can do it. I know these guys. Okay, great. In my opinion, you get in big personnel and make these guys fit up in the run because it negates their strength on defense. Where's their strength? Well, Manningham just got hurt in the championship game. Nobody's talking about that either. He had the strip sack on Lamar Jackson. Nobody's talking about that guy. So what are they going to do? They're going to put Chris Jones on the right side with Brendel, Feliciana, or Burford, and then McKivitz. Those guys have been, you know, in and out of the lineup all year long. What are we doing? Is that an issue for us? Hell yeah, that's an issue.
Okay, but explain this to me, Mark. It's a big down. You know they're blitzing. The Niners know that they're bringing.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you forget about Chris Jones? It's like, that's what I don't understand. A timeout.
I know.
Guys, make sure. Okay, look for McDuffie or somebody, Sneed, but we know Chris Jones has to be blocked. And they don't even put.
If you're playing Spags, like, you better have an answer for zero. You like day one, 13 days before the game, I'm already talking to my quarterback. Hey, here's kind of what I'm thinking. I got three options for cover zero. We're going to get it in the fringe red area. We're going to get it down and tight inside the 15, like in the plus 15 area. Here's what I'm thinking. If we're in any kind of like tight end set with the tight end available, let's go rock, let's go lava. Basically, bring the tight end in and block, and then we'll get to our options. We'll go over some of those options later on in the next 13 days. If we don't have a tight end, then we're probably going to have to get into some sort of sprint out or whatever, have the back kind of chip the edge and you get outside. You know, those kind of things are like on the table immediately. And I was a little shocked that in those big moments, one, I mean, that's your bell cow. Like, before the game, you put out an APB on Chris Jones, okay? Somebody block him. I don't care what the protection is. I don't care what the play is. Somebody account for this guy. As long as we account for him, at least we got a chance. And
I thought they were going to run. You know, I thought they were going to do a draw play. You know, you knew a blitz was coming. But that's where I would have been aggressive, and I would have made it four downs. But, you know, they ended up kicking the field goal. Give credit to Chris Jones. We're talking to Mark Sanchez, Fox NFL analyst and former quarterback in the NFL. Who gets another ring first, the Chiefs or Taylor Swift?
This was is this the insufferable special with Nick Wright yesterday?
No, I didn't bring up Taylor Swift to him.
Oh, man. I mean, with the trajectory of everything going, I feel like no pressure on Kels, but come on, man, let's go. Amateur to professional, you know what I mean? You got to take the next step.
Yeah. Did you go to see Bronny James with Scottie Pippen? Were you at the USC game?
So, USC is recruiting Scottie Pippen's kid, his son. And I happened to let USC know, hey, I'm available. I'd love to come to the game. They said, you're sitting next to Scottie Pippen. I was like, are you kidding? This is awesome. And I asked them, oh gosh, you're going to kill me. Hold on. I'm going to find this message. I said, if you could bet every cent you've ever made on a shootout contest, And I said, Craig Hodges, John Paxson, or Steve Kerr.
Okay.
I said, where are we going? And his answer, because I messaged my buddy back, I said, rank them if you had every dollar bet on those guys. And I'm pretty sure he said Hodges, like almost without hesitation.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, who's number two? And he goes, Pax and Kerr, like flip a coin. And so that was like my big question to Scottie Pippen. Other than that, we talked about his kid. My dad called me during the game and goes, hey, I see you on TV. Just so you know, Scottie Pippen's kid came back from 20 points with Sierra Canyon. Like, my dad watches high school football and basketball and baseball, like, just at the house, okay? So he's got the stats. And he goes, tell him congratulations on his son. His son hit the game winner, and they came back from 20 points. So I'm looking at Scottie Pippen like, hey, man, congratulations. You know? So I'm doing the whole recruiting spiel, and, like, it was one of the coolest moments for me. My son didn't understand. My wife didn't understand. But he's, like, the most underappreciated player maybe ever in basketball. And that was pretty cool. He was a great dude. So nice, so personable. And the only thing is his voice is so low. Like, all I could think of is the right guard commercial. I'm Scottie Pippen. And it's, like, so low. And the crowd is so loud.
Yeah.
I must have said, what? Sorry, Scotty, what did you say? Like 20 times. And I'm sure he was just like, come on, man, just like listen the first time.
Yeah.
But he's like such a baritone, you know, like it was so hard to hear what he was saying. So I felt kind of bad, but he was great.
Great to talk to you as always. Sorry we missed you in Vegas.
Oh, buddy, I'm barely getting my voice back. Me and Fritzy were talking back and forth, and I'm sorry I missed you on Friday. But I owe you guys some reports on some young players.
Yes.
I watched the draft-eligible quarterbacks. I watched their junior year tape or 2 years ago tape off 2 years ago.
Oh, and
Drake May looks pretty good.
Send us some of your mezcal.
Oh, 100%. Done deal.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be nice if you shared.
Easy.
Okay.
Easy. But I'm just saying, Drake May, off the junior tape 2 years ago, not this season that just
ended. Wait, you're going to take him over Caleb Williams?
Caleb's one of the most elite and electrifying players I've ever seen.
This is just a yes or no. It's you're on the clock. You're the Bears.
But if I'm the Bears, this has nothing to do with Justin Fields. I think he's a great player. I think there's a formula to win with Justin Fields. You trade Justin. You get some picks for him. You move back. You might move back or up again. Go get the tackle from Notre Dame and your future quarterback in Drake May. And let Washington take Caleb Williams. In my opinion. I think last year they fleeced
Carolina?
The Panthers.
Yeah.
They took all their picks. Boom. You're rolling. You might get the tackle, the quarterback, and
wide
maybe
receiver.
Neighbors from,
LSU.
From LSU.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That dude's legit.
Yep.
And I'm talking 2 years ago film. I haven't watched this most recent year yet. I'll get back to you. But Drake May looks good. I met him at Super Bowl too. He sounds he's such a Southern, like, good old boy kid. Like, he's great. He's a great kid.
We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
That's Mark Sanchez, Fox NFL analyst. We'll take a break. Phone calls coming up. And Mecole Hardman, who caught the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl, joins us final hour before the parade starts. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Do you know who the fastest man in the world is right now? Paulie?
I do. Should I? Noah Lyles?
Yes. Noah Lyles. Olympic medalist, 6-time world champ. He will headline the field at the U.S. Track and Field Indoor Championship Saturday, 4 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Yes, Paul?
He has it. He has star power. Mm. Like, Usain Bolt is one in a zillion. The name, the look, the everything. But Noah Lyles has a lot of swag.
Yeah, fastest man in the world. Mecole Hardman, he is the star. The Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver caught the game-winning touchdown pass, joining us from the parade. Thanks for joining us. Where are you right now, Mecole?
Hey, we're on the bus right now. Heading to the parade. Right, we're going to the float.
And have you already had some beverages before you got ready for the parade?
Don't say too much yet.
Okay. So maybe you've had some beverages, but we're not going to talk about that, right? Okay, fair enough. Okay, fair enough. All right, take me into the huddle. That last play, when you hear, when Patrick says, corn dog, what are you thinking?
So the play was called Tom and Jerry, actually, this year.
Oh, you changed the name.
Yeah, so it's just a different form of the play. So the corn dog play is like a different concept. But Tom and Jerry is like the same kind of play, but like the overall concept is different.
Okay, but how do you contain your excitement when you go to the line of scrimmage, knowing that if it works, you're the Super Bowl hero?
Man, you know, it's crazy. I only think that in that moment, I really was thinking like, oh, I can walk the game off. I think it was more so as let me just do my job. But when I caught the ball, I'm like, oh, I didn't know what was going on. And finally, I realized that we actually won the game.
Okay, did you understand over time that if you caught, like if you scored, you guys were going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I knew the rules. Yeah, we go over the rules twice, 3 times weekly on weekly prep of the new rules. So I was aware of the rules, but I just, you know what I'm saying? When I caught, I just blacked out, man.
And where's the football?
Oh, it's at home. I have it.
Because when you spiked it, that was the first thing I thought is, get that ball.
You know what? I was so blacked out. I thought somebody hit it out of my hand. I didn't even know why I threw the ball.
And what did you say to Patrick when you jumped into his arms or he jumped into yours?
I really didn't say nothing because I snapped back to reality when he was like, oh, we won a champ, like, you're a champion. I'm like, oh, okay, bet. And then I'm like, oh, and then we just celebrated from there.
Take me back to halftime when it felt like San Francisco had a chance to open up a bigger lead and you guys were still hanging in there. What was Andy Reid's message at halftime?
It really was Trav. Trav was saying, you know, Free came in at the last minute when we was going back on the field, and, you know, but Trav won the game, the speech, man, the guy, everybody.
So Travis was the one giving the speech?
Yeah. Well, everyone, I mean, it was a speech, but then again, he was just fired up, man. Like, you know, he got so much energy, so that kind of carried through the rest of the team.
Who was the post game MVP?
Pat was the post game MVP.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he won the MVP, man.
So during the game and post game, he was MVP.
Yeah, he was. But you kind of figured that, though. You know, that's just Patrick Mahomes, you know?
Oh, I would think Kelsey would have been the MVP post. The party.
Oh, the party MVP. Oh, okay. Oh, man. It's a lot of front runners for that one right there. You got a lot of guys. Scott Moore, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tommy Townsend. You got a lot of guys that could have got that award right there.
And Chris Jones was pretty unbelievable too during that game. Got to give him a shout out because that dude makes plays.
Man, he makes too many plays. You know, he's a freak of nature, man. That guy right there.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be back in a Kansas City uniform. All right, play nice today. Don't make the highlight shows on ESPN because you're doing something silly. All right.
Yes, sir. I got you. I will.
All right. That's the. Star of the Super Bowl, Mecole Hardman, and getting ready. I think he's already ready, but getting ready for the Super Bowl parade.
For the bus, that was great.
Yeah. I thought it was called Corn Dog, but I guess that was what it was last year, and then they changed it this year and the game-winning play. But I always wonder about that. When you have a chance to win and you're in a situation like that, you go to the line of scrimmage. Like, you got to make sure you got a poker face. Nobody's reading anything or you're acting a certain way. Got to act like you're not going to get the ball. Yeah, he did a good job. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, you can't wave to your parents in the stands. Say, watch this
play. I'm getting the ball.
Get your camera.
Yeah.
It's me, Mom.
Yeah, I'm getting the ball. Let's see. A couple of phone calls in there. Chris in Iowa. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. Yeah.
Great. Happy Valentine's Day to you guys. Hey, so with McColl coming back to KC as a big KC fan, appreciate that he came back. And we cannot lose Tony Romo from CBS. Otherwise, we lose Seton's impressions of him. And happy Valentine's Day to my wife, Tracy.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we got to keep Seton's Tony Romo impersonation.
Gotta admit, I feel like once we did it for Jim, I felt like that was kind of...
Wait, we're retiring it?
Well, I wasn't prepared to make that announcement, but I feel like it's the off-season for the impression.
Oh, okay.
At least.
Well,
I don't know that doing it for Jim and getting a non-negative reaction from it, I'm not willing to tempt fate again here.
Okay, then we'll have an off-season for your Tony Romo impersonation. But I think when the regular season starts up again.
Yeah, we'll see.
Wow. Okay. Well, now I'm sort of as bummed out as Marvin is. And, you know, Marvin's team lost the Super Bowl. I lost content here.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not... We'll fill the void, just saying that...
Okay.
I don't know that... Yeah, like Marvin had said, that's sort of like the peak there. We're not going to get much better than that.
Coming up, except on the West Coast, 60 Minutes, an all-new Young Sheldon, and followed by The Equalizer. 3rd and 8, Tony.
I don't know, Jim. We're going to have to find a new angle here on this one.
All right. It's okay.
All only right. So much you could do with
all right.
That one joke.
Okay. If Tony Romo comes on, would you do the Tony Romo impersonation for Tony Romo?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's really the only way that we're going to probably get it back.
Fritzy, get Tony Romo on. Only for Seton doing the impersonation. We don't have to have him talk about anything else. Just that. Dustin in Illinois. Hi, Dustin. What's on your mind?
Hey, morning, fellas. So if you can get Tony Romo on and Shannon Sharp on at the same time and let Fritzy do his Sharp and Seton do his Tony Romo, that might be Emmy stuff right there. But you guys are talking about teams that haven't won a title that were cool. Orlando Magic had Nick Anderson. He was also on the 1989 Flying Illini, who, if they would have beat Michigan, would have went on to win that title. So Nick Anderson was on two titles. Or two teams that were considered cool that didn't win a title. So that's all. Good luck with the Valentine's Day plan.
Thank you, Dustin. Yes, yes. Woke up and realized it was Valentine's Day. And then quickly said, oh, your gift's not ready yet. I've done that before. Gosh. Try to get your gift. It's just not ready. Oh, really? Don't want to say, yeah, now I'm going to start working on it today. Let's see. Michael in Atlanta. Todd, do you have your Valentine's Day sports names?
I do.
Did you run this by Paulie?
It was from a list that there was no real additional names. We had done this a couple of years back. There was no inappropriate names. There's a couple of questionable ones.
But is there anything new?
Maybe a couple?
No, not maybe there's a couple. We tend to recycle the same ones from the 70s.
Yeah, because I don't know if there's any in recent years. It would still have to be the players in recent years would have to have a name relating to hearts and Valentines and stuff.
Well, that would take a little research.
It would.
Yeah.
And for me to give up, if I gave the backup shortstop of the A's that has a name relating to Valentine's Day, that doesn't
maybe
help.
It's the starting shortstop for the A's.
It could be.
Don't have to be the backup. All right. It's called do
some of the more fun names are ones that like didn't play in the last couple of years. It's just how it works out with some of these names sometimes.
Okay. Michael in Atlanta. Hi, Michael. Hey, Mike. Mike?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, Mike, I can.
Hey, okay. Sorry, my fiance was calling me.
Mike, you're supposed to take the call today.
Anyway, Dan, so what I was calling about was advice on Valentine's Day. Any advice for me? That
would might explain it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, Dan, so
suddenly somebody had a worse Valentine's Day than me. All right, Michael, thank you.
Since you've been so enthused today about Valentine's Day, I thought you might be compelled to sing me one of those very genuine happy birthday songs.
Is it your birthday?
It sure is.
All right, here we go. Happy birthday.
Happy healthy.
Single forever.
And to your former fiance.
Sorry, honey, I ignored your call. Yeah. I was calling into the Dan Patrick Show so they could I could ask them to wish me a happy birthday.
Yes. Thank you, Mike. Good luck today. Yes, Paul. Oh,
you ignore your wife, not your fiance. Come on. Learn the process.
Ryan in Honolulu is back. Hey, Ryan.
Hello. I love that you love, Dan. So I've got some Valentine's Day sports names for you.
Okay, we are ready.
NFL linebacker Bill Romantiksi.
Romanowski. All right, we're going to step it up a little bit. Come on now.
A couple of NBA ones here. Louis Alcindor.
Lou Alcindor. Okay.
DeMar Dozen Roses.
I like that one. DeMar DeRozan.
Soccer player. Zinedine Zidane-date.
All right. Okay. All right.
Couple of quarterbacks here. Doug Flaherty.
Doug Flaherty. Okay. All right.
Tulips Tungavailoa. How about Ken Giftey Jr.?
Okay, Ken Giftey.
On energy.
Waterboy Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher. Okay. All right, thank you. What else? You got one more?
Give me... Last one, Dan. Cupid going to use his Tim Tebow and arrow today.
Tim Tebow and arrow. I'm going to give you a polite applause for that one. All right, Todd, here we go.
Was this the anniversary, by the way, of... I got a tweet earlier this morning of the Zlatan slept with my wife a bitch. You're where somebody had an absolute top roper.
Zlatan slept with my
wife of it.
Wow.
Do you remember that? Or something? There was something along those lines.
I do not remember that. I do not remember.
Absolute top roper. That was a legendary.
Okay, Todd, here we go.
All right, we got Ellis Valentine.
No.
We don't have to do this.
No, you're the one that said, hey.
I said I have Valentine's Day names. I didn't say we have to do this.
Just to be fair to Todd, he is right. You don't have to do this.
I don't think I even brought it up this morning. I think you guys brought it up. Okay. You have Valentine's Day.
All righty.
Let's just pull the plug.
How about we just take a break? How about we take a break?
Whatever you guys want to do.
Way to take control.
Yeah, going to take a break here. Get more phone calls coming up. Yes, Paul.
Pete Rozelle. The ones that you're going to miss.
Mm. Or Pete Rose.
Yes. I had the list from 2011.
It's the same. Never you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone,
AutoZone. And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.